When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, Authentic Influencers, we're here on episode 94, and I am so excited for this episode. We haven't talked leadership very much lately, and so I'm really excited to jump in and talk a little bit about leadership and what makes a good leader. And of course, we have to have some amazing leaders on our podcast. So today we have Brandi Shaver, and I'm so excited to dive into her episode because she has been in network marketing for a really long time, and she really knows what it takes to be a leader of a very large team and how to put all of these things together. So I'm really excited about it. I can't wait for you all to know about all of these great things that she is about to share with us. So we're going to dive right into her episode. All right. Hey, Authentic Influencers. I am so excited to have Brandi Shaver on our call. She is just a delight. We have connected a few times and we both live in Utah. So that's another great thing.
That is a good thing.
But I just love everything that she's doing, love her energy. So I wanted to make sure that we brought her on. So welcome, Brandi.
Hi, Brooke. Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited and honored that you asked me to be part of your community. So I'm excited to be able to share some really cool stuff and hopefully help people move forward in their business quicker.
So. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So first, I would just love for you to tell us, like, what's your story? How did you get into network marketing? What's your journey been like? And how did you get to where you're at now?
Absolutely. So I got started in network marketing years ago when my oldest son, he just turned 21. I guess it was more direct sales at that time, but I went number 13 in that company and I drove one of those pink cars. And then things happened in my life and all of that fell apart and kind of put that whole world away and went back to running my brick and mortar business, which is a salon that I've been a cosmetologist for 26 years now. So that's kind of how I got started. I got the bug again later on when it's been about 7 years ago that I came back into the industry. And it really, what brought it on was that in the brick and mortar business, you can only do so many hours, right? Like there was no way to expand what I was doing unless I wanted to add like more employees or, you know, more salons. And so that kind of took away from my family. And so my only answer really at that time was network marketing. And so I found myself back in the industry and really understood a lot because I had, you know, done that with the direct sales company and knew kind of what I was looking for, knew what I didn't want to do and all of those things. But yeah, I found myself doing those things that I hated, which was driving hours. I live in a really small town about an hour and a half from Brook. So a really, really small town is like 5,000 people. And their only option for me, we don't have networking events here. It's like 2.5 hours north. And the only option really was to like hunt people in malls, bug my friends and family, all those crazy things, right? The 3-foot rule. I did all of that stuff. And, you know, I wasn't opposed to doing it. I'm not scared of people. Like I can get your name, your number and all those things and, you know, be a normal human being, somebody that's friendly. But the problem is that it's really hard to build that know, like, and trust in doing that with people, especially because most people are staring at this now, right? And so I had to figure out how to get in here. So that's how I got started online. I started searching out. There was actually a girl that enrolled into our company, and I watched her go from zero to a really large rank in our company in about 19 days. And I was like, I'm missing something, right? Like, there's something I'm totally missing. So I got to figure this out, right? So I started stalking her, and what she was doing was she was building on social media, building a brand. And so that's where my journey started, honestly, when I just kind of just became super coachable and kind of divorced my upline not in a bad way, but in a way where I was like, you know, I got to figure this out because what I'm doing, first of all, was not duplicable. It just wasn't. Like if I said to you, Brooke, hey, you know, you can have this great business, but you need to drive 5 hours a day, you know, and be in the car and then go hunt people in malls, you'd be like,
nothing. No.
Absolutely not doing that, right? So getting people to duplicate what I was doing when it was old school traditional network marketing, it wasn't duplicable. And so that's where learning online. And now it's really cool because like I just enrolled, this is so crazy, but I just enrolled, she was my director in that first company. I just enrolled her in like last week. And I gave her the system. I gave her, you know, we met over Zoom, right? She even lives in Utah. Like I could go meet with her, but she lives in Utah. We jumped on Zoom. I said, here you go. This is what you do. And, you know, follow this step by step. And if you have any questions, team training's on Tuesday, right? Like, and that was it. I was like, and she texted me this morning. She's like, this is awesome. Like, cause she can actually duplicate what I'm doing, which is really, really cool. So
right. That's
where I come from.
Well, that's the power of systems.
Yeah.
So when you have systems put together, like it just makes things easy.
It does. And it's so much more leverage and you love what you do more because you don't have to do those crazy things that you don't love doing anymore. Right. So.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Well, and when you have the systems in your business, it makes it such a recruiting asset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if someone is interested in joining your company and they're trying to decide between you and somebody else, but you have a system that they can follow, they're going to go with you.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And that's one of the things that attracts a lot of people to our team is the system, because the way we build online, you know, and a lot of teams, well, I shouldn't say a lot of teams, but there are some teams that build online. And what they've done is they've just brought traditional strategies online, which is like the messaging people, right? So you're spending hours on your phone, you know, all those active prospecting things that you do on social media. And that's great. Like, I'm not saying that those don't work. I'm saying that there's even a more leveraged way of doing it. And we teach our team, once they've figured out that simple active prospecting or building that small following on their personal profile, we move them to automation and teach them the leverage and systems. There's not many people that do that in the business, in industry. So.
Right. Yes. Oh, you're totally speaking my language.
I know, right? It's so cool.
Love it. So one of the things that you said was like, you have a system that you gave this new recruit and then you had your like team meetings on Tuesday, which that's something I totally teach. I love that. So like walk me through a little bit, if you don't mind sharing a little bit of your secret sauce, like
Absolutely. What
does the system look like that you give to people? Cause this is something that others can use to become better leaders.
Yeah. So basically, because every company is going to be different, right? So, you know, you can't just, it's not like a one size fits all. And I have done some consulting for other companies that they want to build out a system similar. And I do know that it's not like a one system fits all kind of thing. And so it's kind of like you have to really sit down and ask yourself, okay, I just enrolled this person, right? What does she have to do, he or she have to do next to move forward in their business? What's the first steps? And you kind of just outline that. And I usually outline mine in like a Google Doc or whatever. I just like, it's kind of like you just brain dump, like, okay, if I was new, I would do X, you know, and then day two, I would do Y, right? Like, so you're going to go through this process and you're going to build out what is going to end up being the system. So that's where you start. And then as you test it with your teammates, like we revamped our system, me and his name is Whit Heim. He's one of my business partners that we built the system together. We just revamped it a couple months ago and added some more specifics. I think getting super specific is the key, right? Mm-hmm. You want to remember that when somebody's brand new, they don't know what you know. And so like, it would be like me being like, Brooke, you know, tell me what to do. And you're like talking funnels and ads and all this stuff. And people are like, what just happened, right? Like my brain just blew out my ear. Keep it super simple and what they can follow and then progression as you go. And what we found as we test it with new people, when somebody asks a question, you can go back to your system and be like, okay, what's missing? Because they're asking the same question, you know, almost in the exact same place. So what can I put in that avoids that question and helps them move forward faster? And so that's kind of where you start. And, you know, it's my motto is if you have to say something more than once, build a video, right? Like build a video. And it's not that you're not ever going to meet with your people, because I do get this question too. They're like, well, how do you build the relationship piece and keep them around? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you don't build that bond with people, they're going to probably either leave your team or, you know, just not be successful. And it's not that you're not going to meet them, but they've done all the training. And when you jump on, I can be like, hey, Brooke, how's things going? You know, how's your kids? All the things, right? And then you've gained the knowledge from all of the videos, and then we can have a higher level conversation instead of me teaching it one piece at a time, one painful hour at a time, right? You're going to have all of that done. And then when you jump on with the call, it's more of a higher level conversation, and you're answering specific questions. You're helping them where they're at. So you're meeting them where they're at on their education level, because everybody's different too, right? Like if I enrolled you in my team, then, you know, you would be, when we got on a call, it would be a totally different conversation than somebody never done network marketing before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I love that you can, one, you're meeting them where they're at, and two, it's a more fun conversation for you. So you like your job more,
yeah.
You know,
because it's mostly just BSing with your clan, right? With your tribe, instead of you being like, oh my God, I got to teach this again. I've got to say the same thing again, over and over and over again. Right. And
yeah. How many times do I have to show someone how to put an order in?
Yep. Anything that you have to say more than once, make a video. And, you know, I would say, because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, like building a system is super like overwhelming, right? Well, just start with the basics. Like Brooke just said, if you have to teach somebody how to build, or, you know, build an order, make a video on it. And you don't necessarily even have to have it on a website or anything like that. Just put it on a Google Doc and be like, hey, here's a resource sheet, you know, and list it out like what they do. And then anytime one of my main mentors, my, you know, that taught me everything, is point at tools. Mm-hmm. You're not the tool. You got to point at the tools. Otherwise, you're creating this massive monster for yourself that you're like, oh my gosh, I hate what I do and I want to quit. You know, because you don't have any systems, you don't have any tools. So if your company doesn't have the tools you need, build them, build the tools. And it can be as simple as like what Brooke said, doing a video on how to build an order, you know, how to change your subscription order, how to, you know, do this, how to do that. You can have a simple, just to get you started. And then as you learn more and understand more, your system will evolve. So
yeah, absolutely. I love it so much, so much. So what are some of the things that you've done to help you become a better leader?
So one of the things that I do is I invest in my own mentorship every year. I look for specific skills that maybe I'm missing out on, or that I don't own the entire skill, or maybe something I even want to learn, right? Like recently, I just started my own podcast. I had no idea how to do any of that, right? Like I was like, I have no idea. So I started to take in information on what's working, right? What's not working, what's the best practices, all those things. But I think having a mentor is probably the most important thing when you're building a business, because they can see things. They can see those potholes before you hit the pothole, right? And it's not like they're going to tell you, like just tell you what to do, but they're going to guide you and, you know, ask you questions. And that's the best part about a mentor, is they can ask you questions that makes you self-discover what is actually going on and how you might move forward quicker and how you might avoid certain things. Like, you know, Brooke and I, before we jumped on this call, you know, I was asking her certain things about her business, because she's way, way farther down the game than I am, in as far as like building online. She's been doing this a lot longer. And so I can glean, or, you know, steal or hack what she's done and doing it that way. You know, really just, I think mentors is one of the main things, is, you know, just keep learning. Don't sit and stay stagnant, because things will fall apart at that point. So
I love it. And I, exactly the same way, I always have a mentor, and every year I'm like, okay, what are the things I want to work on? And things like that, you know? So I'll play devil's advocate a little bit, because I've heard people say like, well, that's what my upline is for.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to people who say that?
Yeah. And I understand that your upline, and, you know, if they're doing things the way that you want to be doing them, absolutely follow everything that they're doing. I would, you know, definitely encourage anybody to do that. However, you know, if there's certain skills you're missing out on, like leadership, or, you know, maybe running a podcast, maybe doing challenges, maybe, you know, whatever, right? You've got to learn that from somebody that knows more than they do and more than you do. So if they have what you want, absolutely learn it from your upline, right? Like my upline is incredible. They taught me so many great things about the industry, so many great things about people, about, you know, how to run my business and all those things, but they couldn't teach me how to build online because they'd never done it. So I had to find somebody that could, you know, teach me the goods. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And they probably have come back to you and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they have. They actually have. And, you know, they're in awe because, you know, now, well, most network marketers, I would say all network marketers just became online network marketers mm-hmm. due to the situation, you know, with the pandemic that we, you know, just had in this world that we live in, right? So there was no more 3-foot rule. It now became a 6-foot rule. And if you didn't have a brand online or, you know, a way to build your business online, you were kind of scrambling. And I think learning and keeping up with the skills, like I said, most people are staring at their cell phone. So if you're not in there, if you're not in that phone, if there's not a way people can find you, if you're not in front of them, because we have seriously a attention span of a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. In fact, goldfish's attention span is longer than ours. I think ours is 6 and theirs is 8. So 8 seconds, 6 seconds, like that's pretty sad, right? So you got to be in front of them. You've got to be giving that value and, you know, you've got to learn it from somebody that's doing it. So, you know, depends on how you want to build your business too. I mean, if your upline's teaching traditional and you're all for it and you're like, yes, let's do this, go learn it by all means, right? Like do it. It's going to be incredible because that's the skill you're looking for. But if your upline isn't building online, then you've got to figure it out. You've got to follow somebody like Brooke, right? With Social Tenacity, you've got to figure that out. So that's definitely important. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, if people want to know more about you and find out about what you're doing or follow you, where's the best place for them to find you?
Yeah, the best place to find me is on social media. So it's Brandy Cher Shaver. So Cher as in S-H-E-R. A lot of people are like, you're named after Cher the singer. No, my dad actually called my mom Cher and her name's Sherry. So it's just, you know, short, but it's Brandy Cher Shaver. You can find me on, you know, most social media platforms. So that's how you would learn more. And I love that we are able to create value and be able to collaborate with, you know, with you guys. So I'm excited to be able to share. And if you guys didn't know too, Brooke has actually been on my, my social media too. So you can get more from her there. So.
Awesome. Yep, for sure. Well, and we'll make sure that we have all the links to all of your social media platforms and stuff in the show notes and everything.
Awesome. That's great. Perfect. I love that. Brooke, thanks so much for having me. And I so appreciate you, everything that you do for the industry. I've been following you for a while. So it's kind of really cool to be able to be on here and share what's working for me. But again, if you guys didn't know how amazing that Brooke is and Social Tenacity, what she does for the industry, it's awesome. So I appreciate you because you're like an old school, like you started doing this way before, right?
Yeah.
Anybody had an idea of building.
Yeah, it was 2011 when I started online.
So. Yeah, it's so cool. So it's so awesome that you were like this trailblazer, right? And it's really cool to be able to follow in your footsteps. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you being on the podcast as well. And funny, because I've actually followed you for a while too. I'm like,
that's awesome.
What is this girl doing? So it's kind of fun that we're now finally connecting.
Yeah, it's way cool. Maybe we can actually do coffee together since, you know, we actually live in Utah.
Yeah, so. We totally should.
Yeah, hot chocolate in our case, right?
So, that's right. Yeah. It is Utah. Go get like a fizz or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And we'll see you guys all on the next episode.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
I just love Brandy and I love everything that she's talking about. And like, she is a girl after my own heart. I mean, systems, come on. I love it so much. So make sure you check her out. And if you liked this episode, please leave us a review. We look at all the reviews on iTunes. And if you have not subscribed to our podcast, make sure you do because we have some amazing episodes coming up that you definitely are not going to miss. We are going to have an amazing lineup this summer of some just rock star people that you get to learn from. So excited about what is coming. Make sure you leave us a review, subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Authentic Influencer Podcast. I'm sure your brain is swimming with new ideas to grow your business. And if you're anything like most of the leaders that we work with, you need a game plan to put them into action. That's why for a limited time, we are offering a free business audit. You get the opportunity to hop on a call with our auditing team. They're going to look over what's working, what's not working in your business, and then come up with a game plan to help you implement the strategies that we talked about on this podcast to reach your goals faster. To book your business audit, just go to www.bookmyaudit.com/podcast and get a free business planning guide just for booking your audit through this podcast. We can't wait to help you get clarity on how to grow and automate your network marketing business in an authentic way. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.